神说哈，我要和你同下埃及去。
I will go down to Egypt with you.
也带你上来。
And I will surely bring you back again.
那接下来呢，我们练英文的，练英文就比较，更详细，请你念一下。
And Joseph's own hand, will close your eyes.
英文就是，中文是比较客气，大致是说。他必给你送终，其实下面那个原文是对的，他要将手按在你的眼睛上面。
And the Bible tells very clearly that Joseph's own hand will close the eye of Jacob.
对中国人来讲的话，这很容易理解。
And to a Chinese, this is something might not be too difficult to comprehend.
意思要把他的手放在你眼睛。
And Joseph, that he will put his hand on your eye.
中文说死而瞑目啦
and Chinese,
可以放心的死啦 有人很生气的说死的时候眼睛还那么大
and what Chinese saying is that now you can go in peace with your eyes closed because for someone they die in anger and their eyes still very big and open
雅各到最后神跟他说约瑟要把他所放在你眼睛也就是说你的生命传承下去约瑟可以让你得到安慰，你可以说：“主啊，我可以走了。”
And when what God meant when He said Joseph's hand will close your eye, meaning that Jacob will receive the comforting and he can go in peace, and Joseph will take his place.
所以很特别的，雅各在死之前呢，圣经描写他怎么死啊
？And therefore, Bible it describes very clearly how did Jacob die when he gave it his last breath.
Peace.47:31
In the chapter 47, verse 31,
他要死之前叫他的那个约瑟过来。
And when Jacob about to die, he called Joseph to him.
他交代事后。
And he told him that to do.
他很感谢。他在床头上敬拜神，应该也可以说扶着帐头敬拜神。
And the Bible said that when he was worshiping God, Jacob.He worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff.
其实，在希伯来文，这是一个字哈，双关语的，帐头也可以，床头也可以。
And in the
看你翻译怎么翻。
And in the term Hebrew, that he can define as he leaned on the top of his staff, or as he leaned on the top of the bed.
中国人翻想说年纪那么大了，再让他站起来扶着帐头，不好意思，说让他扶着床头就可以。
And as the Chinese said.That because maybe Jacob is so old, and so it's not good for him to stand and lean on the staff. So they translated as he bowed down at the head of his bed.
那其实指一本呢的旧约，他把它翻成帐头。
But in the Old Testament, it was translated as he leaned on the top of his. In the Septuagint, it was translated that he leaned on the top of his staff.
So, 希伯来书那边是说扶着帐头。
And that is why in the book of Hebrews, say as he leaned on his staff.
就是他那一只牧羊杖，他说我带着一个牧羊杖，哦，过河，现在过来了，成为两队那个杖。
And that the staff, as he said in the Genesis, I carry the staff, and now we are divided into two groups as we cross the river. That same staff.
创世纪49:33
And Genesis chapter 49 verse 33
他这个老年人也在感谢主了
And this elderly person was giving thanks to God
他最后儿子叫过来一个一个吩咐
And later he called his son before him one by one
一个一个祝福
And he struck his son and blessed every one of them
并且他还讲预言
And he also prophesied
话讲完了
And after he finished,
他的工作也做完了
and finished also his work,
他就把脚缩在床上
and so that he draw his feet up into the bed,
生命传下去
and bring his last and pass his life down to his son,
趁着还有机会的时候
and while we still have the opportunity, the chance,
教导儿子们
we need to discipline our children,
为他们祷告
and to pray for them.
我们先默祷休息。
And let us pray in silence.
我们请他同心默祷。
And let us bow our head and pray in silence.
Hallelujah, 奉主救圣名祷告。
Hallelujah, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，感谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
在这样的时间，在这样空间里面，你把我们召集来。
And at this time and space that you place every one of us here.
在这样的一个美好机会，你拣选我们。
And that when this such wonderful chance you gave us, you chose us.
并且给我们健康。
To give us good health.
给我们重生。
And to give us life and to be born again.
主啊，因为你的恩典，使我们今天能够坐在这里。
Lord, it was because of your grace that we are able to be seated here today.
主啊，求你赐给我们一颗虔诚的心。
Lord, that we pray that you may grant us a very sincere heart.
让我们一生都能够仰望你。
So all our lives that we can look up to you.
主啊，赐给我们力量。
Lord, please give us strength.
让我们能够完成你交付我们的工作。
So that we can accomplish the task which you have entrusted to us.
赐给我们爱心。
And to give us love.
让我们要趁着今日能够彼此相劝相爱。
So that while there is still today that we can encourage one another and love one another.
主啊，赐给我们机会。
Lord, we pray you may give us chance.
让我们的儿女们都能够在你的旨意之下长大。
And so that our children that can be grown and under your care.
主啊，求你赐给我们儿女们有一颗受教的心。
Lord, that we pray that you may grant our children a heart to be taught.
在让他们在主啊你的道里面成长。
So that they can grow and mature within your truth.
以后成为神国的子民。
And later become the citizen of heaven.
将我们的生命有所传承。
And so that our life can be successful in passing on to the next generation.
主啊，祝福我们。
Lord, we pray that you bless every one of us.
多多的加添力量恩典在我们身上。
And to strengthen us, and to bless us, and to care for us.
愿一切荣耀归主圣名。
May all the glory and praise be unto Lord's holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
奉主圣名，我们继续正道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we will shall continue our sermon.
我们人是活在时间空间里面。
And as human beings that we live in time and space.
那我们现在来谈一个，我们看提摩太前书第五章第四节。
And let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 4.
提摩太前书五章四节。
1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 4.
这边说，若寡妇有儿女或有孙子孙女，便叫他们先在自己家中学着行孝，报答亲恩，因为这在神面前是可悦纳的。
If a widow has children or grandchildren, that this should learn first of all to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family and so repaying their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God.
当我们年轻的时候，我们常常想父母是不会倒的。
When we were young, that we will think that our parents will always be there and never collapse.
像我们的小孩一样。
And just like our children.
我跟我那小孩出去，就是出去走路啊。
When I go out to have walk with my children.
那走得很远啊。
We walk very far.
那错过吃饭的时间啊，所以也很饿啊。
And we missed the time of meal, so I was very hungry.
也很累。
Also very tired.
那小孩就说：“爸爸，我好累哦，好饿。”
And my child would say, "Father, I'm so tired and I'm so hungry."
五岁小孩说：“爸爸要背啊。”
And the youngest child said, "Father, you need to carry me."
我跟他说：“爸爸也好饿，也好累啊。”
And when I said to him that the father also very tired and hungry.
那我儿子忽然很生气，说：“爸爸骗人，不要打我了。”
And my son said, "You're lying." And then he hit me.
我在想说奇怪，他印象中的就他头脑里面爸爸也不会饿也不会累。
And then I realized in his mind the father would never be hungry and the father would never be tired.
但我在想到我自己父母。
Then I recall my own parents.
诗篇九十篇说我们要算自己日子才有智慧。
And in the book of Psalm, number 90, tells us that we must learn to numbers our days so that we can be wise.
当我自己十几二十岁的时候不会算，想说来日方长。
And when I was a teenager, I don't remember my day because I still think I have a long way to go.
但后来，开始算自己日子看看。
And later, I started to count the day.
有一天我想说，我父母。 因为我儿子对我这样，我想说，我以前对我父母一样，以为爸爸妈妈不会老，爸爸妈妈不会死，爸爸妈妈不会累，不会饿，是不是这样子？不对哦。That
my son treated me and thought as a parent they would never be hungry, thirsty, or tired, or sick, nor die. And then I realized it is not right.
当然，我算自己的日子也忽然我想说，算算我爸爸妈妈的日子吧。And
I count my own day, and so I also start to number my parents' day.
从那个时候开始，我以前好像很潇洒了，以为说出国了，就我甚至跟家人说没有关系，你就以为说这个儿子丢掉算了。And
when I was young, when I go out of the country, I thought I was very easy by telling them, you know what, just pretend your son disappeared.
是好心，想说很潇洒，说你不用替我烦恼，我自己会打理自己，我自己会照顾自己，不用烦恼。
When I said this, I meant that you don't have to worry about me because I can take care of myself, so don't worry about me making the trip.
自从我算了父母日子之后，
At the time, when I started to number my parents' day,
如果我可能的话，
If it is possible,
一定常常打电话回去。
I would always call them.
以前是写信，后来感觉写信太慢了。
In the past, I would write to them, but now I feel that writing a letter, it takes too long to get there, too slow.
因为晓得父母会过去啊。
Because I know that someday my parents will pass away.
所以我们趁着父母还在的时候。
Therefore, while a parent is still alive.
并且这边告诉我们要在自己的家中学着行孝。
And here, the Bible also teaches us that we must also learn to practice fidelity at home.
圣经我还没有念到说， 教导那个父母说你们当父母的应该学着爱你的儿女没有。
And in the, I read the Bible and there's no place that in their Bible it tells us as a parent you must learn how to love your children. Not a place to say such a phrase.
父母爱儿女神不用教导你也会啊。
And for a parent to love their children without being taught by God, this comes natural. You don't have to do it.
圣经从来没有说你们当父母的要爱儿女，没有，圣经都没有讲过。
The Bible never said as parent you must love your children dearly. There's no need for the Bible to teach you this. You would do it spontaneously.
只是说你们要在主里管教他们。
Bible
爱是一定有啊。
That you must teach your parents. So in the teaching of the Lord.
但是相反的,
but on the contrary,
当儿女的要孝顺父母, 这不是天经地义的, 不学不会啊。
And for the child to be filial to their parent, this is not something that is spontaneous, but rather it's something that they must learn to do so.
要学着,
and they must learn so that they would know how to do it properly.
不学不会。
Without learning, they would not know how to be filial.
现在21世纪了吧？
Yeah, we're in the 20th century.
现在人，我听到有人说，父母儿女哦，应该保持距离以测安全哦。And
I heard some people say, you know, just to be safe, the parent and the children should keep distance.
这圣经我念到这里又感觉怎么？圣经说要在自己家中啊。And
here the Bible said that we must practice by caring for their own family at home.
我挣扎了一下子哦。And
I struggled a little bit.
但对我来讲我是不孝了，因为我跑那么远，我爸爸妈妈在台湾。
But for me, I'm someone who is not filial because I went very far in Europe with my parents back in Taiwan.
但是我一个信念，如果可能的话，我一定要把它接过来。
But I have a hope. If it is possible, I would like to bring them with me.
这是我的祷告啊。And
this is also my prayer.
在自己家中。
In our own family.
那问题在这里啊。But
the problem lies.
父母在家中看到很多例子都吵架。And
when the parents at home sometimes may have an argument.
到底怎么样保持距离是安全呢，还是照圣经所讲的在自己家中行孝呢？
And should we try to keep a distance to play it safe so there will be no argument between us and parents, or I should try to do what the Bible tells us and to care for them?
这边特别说在自己的家中学着行孝，这是在神面前可悦纳的。
And but the Bible here tells us that we should learn first to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family and repay their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God.
父母会过去啊。
Parent one day will pass away.
我有一个同学。
A classmate of mine.
文章写的还蛮不错，当然不是很有名就是了。
And he writes very good articles.
有一次他在报章写一个就是那个念词啊，就是他妈妈死了啊写。纪念文章就是。
And one day he wrote an article in newspaper in remembrance of his mother.
那我认识一个人，他当然不晓得这个作者，他看了很感动啊。
And I know a person that who happened to read the article without knowing who the author was.
我们常常有念到纪念先父啊、先子啊、先人啊的文章，念的哇，好感动。
And often time we may read the article in remembrance of our father or in remembrance of our mother.And we, when we read the article, we will be deeply moved.
那我想说，我念念看啊。
And so I think I'll read the article.
我念完，我看，哎，这作者认识啊。我看到那作者，又看到文章。如果不晓得那作者，看了会很感动。但因为我晓得那作者，说看得很恶心啊。
And after reading the articles, and I look at the name of the author, and I know who he was. And it's very difficult for me to match the article.And with the author together, it doesn't match.
讲这样是比较难过，但其实那种心情是这样，因为你晓得这个人在很不孝啊。但是父母死了，哦，又是情长，又是短的，又是什么？树欲静而风不止，子欲养而亲不待，写的好像又是念词什么的，哦，真是。
But after I reading the article, I feel sick because I know that this author who wrote the article.Has not been very filial to their parent, but yet that when the parent passed away, he wrote the article as though that he was the most filial person in the world, and it's really make me feel sick.
我在想他是冰冷第二。
And I think that this person, he really know how to fake it out.
时间空间很重要。
Time and space is very crucial.
父母还在，你不会孝顺。
And when your parents still alive with you, you don't know how to be filial to them.
所以孝顺不是说给他大房子，给他那个大车子，给他佣人，这样叫孝顺呢。
And to be filial to your parent doesn't mean you buy him a big house, buy him a nice car, or have a servant for his disposal.
美国很多人在养狗也是这个样子。
But you know what? In America, a lot of people treat their pets such a way.
我前几天有讲，我真的呢，在美国，信徒教授跟他的狗讲几句德文啊，这事实。
You know, one of our members told me to speak German to his dog after the family service.
那狗很高尚。
And that dog was a very expensive one.
在家里面奉养父母不容易，很难，真是很难。
Take care of your parents at home is truly difficult, not easy.
要学习。
We will have to learn to do it.
一定有问题。
There will be eventual problems.
如果有没有问题就不用学了，是不是？
Because、
自然会就不用学了。
You know, if there's no problem, there's no need for you to learn because everything comes natural.
所以这边最好是说在自己家中学着行孝，学习啊。
The Bible here tells us that we need to learn to practice by caring for our family and parents at home.
这在神面前可喜悦。
The Bible says this is pleasing to God.
丁兰，我们知道他妈妈只有他这个儿子。
And in Chinese history, there was a person who was the only son of his mother.
听说他爸爸早死了。
And according to the legend, his father passed away a long time ago.
这个儿子当然是命根。
And of course, that this son was the only one that his mother can rely on.
妈妈都是送便当给他。
A mother will always bring food to him.
其实可以早上就带给他去了啦。
But you know, maybe the mother can bring food to him during the morning, have him bring his own lunch.
妈妈的爱心。
But it was because the love of the mother.
饭早点送去。
And the lunch was brought to him earlier.
其实是他心情不好了，怎么那么早来？
But you know what? In reality, it was the son who complained why the lunch comes so early. It was his own mind.
隔天他心情也不好，你怎么这么早这么晚送来？
And the next day, the son had a bad day, and he to blame the mother and said, why you bring the lunch to me so late?
总是挑剔啊。
And always complained about his mother.
我们年轻人有时候父母做的 总是不好，隔壁那个妈妈煮的菜总是比妈妈好。
And for the young men, sometimes we always complain about our mother's cooking, and the neighbor's mother cook, we always say it tastes delicious.
因为妈妈可以挑剔了。
Because we can complain to our mother.
所以这样也不对，那样不对。
That's why we complain. This is not good enough. This is not right.
当然，丁兰说有一天被那个羊感动了。
And the one day the this son that was moved by the sheep that he saw.
羊在吃奶怎么跪着
？And he said, "How come the sheep, the young sheep, were eating the milk from the mother and kneeling down?"
因为他会想啊。
Because that he know how to think.
所以他想说，今天妈妈如果送饭来的时候，我一定很客气的去她接。
And that is why the son said, if my mother bring me lunch today, I will accept the lunch very kindly and nicely, with respect.
他妈妈又送饭来了。
The mother come and bring lunch to him.
他远远地看到了。
And he saw his mother.
他很高兴。
He was very happy.
跑过去。
So he ran toward his mother.
他妈妈吓到了。
And his mother was shocked.
我早送他也说早送晚送他也晚送就是每天都是不对他今天怎么跑来是不是要打我了
And the mother says that, you know, I bring lunch to my son, I bring it, and he will complain either early or either it's too late. And now, he's running toward me. What is he going to do? Is he going to hit me?
有一条河他咚跳进去了。
And there was a river, and the mother just jumped into the river and commit suicide.
丁兰去找了。
And this son tried to look for his mother.
妈妈已经不见了。
I'm on the river, but mother was gone.
他真的很难过。
And he was very sorrow.
如果他是现代人的话，可能写了很多的 email 放在各个那个给大家看，很感动人的文章。
And if he is the people of 21st century, maybe he may wrote some article about his mother, a very touching one, and posted on the bulletin board throughout the email.Throughout the world.
可能会赚取很多人的眼泪啊。
Maybe that he will cause many people to be moved.
人家都说他是孝子。
And people will say that he is a very filial son.
妈妈已经死了。
But mother had already died.
没有用了。
Too late.
所以我们常常讲，树欲静而风不止，子养而亲不待。如果你在爸爸妈妈还在的时候你不孝，你讲这种话应该打你个耳光。
And you know what? If your parent is not here and you said this, pretend that you are video, you ought to get a slap in the face.
耶稣从小就是孝顺父母。
But Lord Jesus, ever since he was young, he was very filial.
耶稣在最痛苦的时候。
And Lord Jesus, at the most agonizing moment,
他还是看到他的妈妈。
He still.To see his mother.
我们看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
第十九章。
John chapter 19.
耶稣在十字架已经过了好几个小时了。
And at this time in John chapter 19, that Jesus had been crucified on the cross for several hours already.
他受过各样的苦难了，在十字架上。
And at the cross,
肉体的、心灵、灵魂的。
Suffered all kind of pain and agony, the physical agony and the spiritual pain.
十九章第二十六节。
And chapter 19, verse 26.
耶稣见他母亲和所爱的那门徒，就对母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”又对那门徒说：“看你的母亲。”从此那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。
When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother."And from that time on, this disciple took her into his house.
我们有时候讲属灵，有时候忘记了人伦啊。
And sometimes we try to be too spiritual, and we forgot about the you know, what is right or what is proper as human beings.
主耶稣最属灵了。
Lord Jesus, he was the most spiritual.
他最后要断气之前所做的这件事情是什么
？And before he gave up his last breath, what was the last thing that Jesus did?
跟人有关系的是什么呢
？And what is the most the crucial？
就是把他没有办法完成的一件事情交给他最爱的门徒。
And that is the one task that he cannot accomplish himself. That he passed that responsibility to his most beloved disciple.
主耶稣没有把他的妈妈交给那个手里拿刀敢砍人的那个勇敢的彼得。
And that Jesus did not hand his mother and to be taken care of by Peter, who is the most courageous, with the sword in his hand that cut off the high priest's servant's ear.
所以，耶稣是把他交给爱的门徒。
But that Jesus entrusted his own mother to the disciple of love.
主所爱的门徒，他是进到主怀里的，很晓得耶稣心意的这个门徒。
And the disciple loved by the Lord is the one who is very close to the Lord and understands the will and the heart of the Lord Jesus.
这个主所爱的门徒没有把这耶稣的母亲送去养老院。
And the disciple loved by the Lord did not send the mother of Jesus to a convalescent or to a retired home.
或是把盖一个大房子给他住在里面。
Or just simply build a big house and said you live in there.
那个门徒就接他到自己家里去。
But rather that disciple that took her into his own house.
我们看二十八节。
Let's read verse 28.
这件事情跟救恩有关系啊。
Because this is related to salvation. What he had done.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
用英文念就可以更清楚。
But later, knowing that all was now completed.So that a scripture will be fulfilled, Jesus said, I am thirsty.
这是以后。
And later, knowing all was completed.
哪件事情？
What has now been completed?
当然，最后的一件事情就是耶稣把他的母亲交给爱的门徒，爱的门徒把耶稣的母亲接回家这件事情啊。
And of course, what Bible referred here, what was completed, was referring to how Jesus entrusted Mary, her mother, to the disciple loved by the Lord, and the disciple loved by the Lord took her into his house and cared for her.
这件事情也是主耶稣要说成了很多事情之中之一啊，并且在这里是最后一个。
And that this important matter which the Lord entrusted the disciple is one of the matters which included in the Lord's says when it's finished, and one of the tasks which he has finished.
当耶稣没有把他的母亲交给爱的门徒，然后爱的门徒没有把他接回家，耶稣就不能说成了。
And unless the Lord Jesus entrusts his mother to the disciple whom he loved, and the disciple whom Jesus loved took the mother of Jesus to his home, it would not be possible for Jesus to say it is finished.
我们跟随耶稣的人
，For us to follow Jesus，
我们什么都跟啊。
And how do we follow?
这个最后耶稣这件事情我们更要跟了。
And what Jesus did here before he gave him his last breath is something we need to follow as well.
趁着我们父母还在的时候。
And while our parents still with us, still alive.
在自己家中学着，一定要学啊，一定有问题啊。如果没有问题，圣经不会说要学嘛。
And that we must learn to care for them in our family, in our home. Because there are going to be eventual problems andThat's why the Bible said we need to learn. If there's not going to be any problem, then there's no need to learn.
等到父母死了，你在那边想哦，那个又是写文章，又是盖一个纪念堂哦，都没什么用。
But if you wait until your parents die, and then at that time you try to write article of remembrance, or even build a memorial for their behalf, it's all too late. It's useless.
就趁着父母还在的时候。
And that's why while your parents still alive.
这是我们的机会啊。
This is our opportunity.
我们再来看马可福音。
And let's turn to Mark.
马可福音十章。
Mark chapter 14.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节
，verse seven，
因为常有穷人和你们同在，要向他们行善，随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。
But the poor you will always have with me, and you can help them anytime you want, but you will not always have me.
要抓住有耶稣的时刻。
And while Jesus is with us, that we must grasp the time and the opportunity.
这是个机会。
This is a chance.
这个故事我们很熟悉了。
And this is the story that we know very well.
这就是那个玛利亚向献膏的故事。
And this is the story how that Jesus was anointed by the Mary with the very expensive perfume.
他趁着有耶稣的时候。
And while that Jesus was still there.
第八节。
In verse 8.
主耶稣说他所做的是尽他所能的。
And she, Jesus said, Mary, she did what she could.
他是为我安葬的事把香膏预先浇在我身上。
And she poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial.
他把握了那个时候。把握那个时间，把握那个空间。
The opportunity, the chance, and the time and the location.
第九节。
Verse 9.
所以耶稣说：“我实在告诉你们，普天之下无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。”
And Jesus said, "I tell you the truth. Wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her."
快两千年了。
It's already almost 2,000 years.
我们还在纪念这件事情。
And we are still. So you have poured on Jesus.
每年从那巴黎卖出去的香水，哈，有好几十亿美金。
And the value of the perfume that has sold out of Paris throughout the world worth billions of dollars.
最耐久的那个香水，我问人了，哈，差不多三天就会臭了。
And,
如果你身体有狐臭的话
，and、the most durable perfume I was told will last about 3 days。
一年撒出去多少亿的香水，香不到现在、啊。
And look at how many the perfume that's been poured out and used every day, every year, but still the fragrance still will not remain。
这一瓶玛利亚的香膏。
But this pure perfume, which poured by Mary on Jesus,
香到现在
it's so the fragrance is still there even until today.
继续香下去
and it will continue to emit its fragrance.
其实他那一瓶香膏不是全世界在当时全世界唯一的，因为每个女孩子要出嫁都有一瓶啊。
Because at that time, that perfume is not the only perfume during the time of Jesus. Because back then, when a woman is about to be married.That they must prepare a jar of perfume for themselves.
并且，那个玛利亚，如果是他们是孤儿的，这个孤儿之家的这个玛利亚，她也不是很有钱呐。
And Mary could be an orphan, and she does not come from a very well-to-do family.
当然，这她这是真拿把香膏是可贵的，但是不是在当时世界不是唯一的，因为有几个女孩子就有极品。这样的一个香膏。
And even though the alabaster jar of the very expensive perfume made from the pure nard, not the only one there was, how many the virgin was there willing to be married that there will be that many perfume?
但是历史来，那些香膏你闻不到了，你不都消失在空中了。
But you know what? All other perfume back then prepared by all those people, you cannot smell the fragrance anymore. It disappeared.
只有玛利亚这香膏一直香到现在。
But only the perfume, the poured by Mary, can still emit the fragrance for us to smell today.
因为她抓住了机会。
Because she grasped the chance.
用在耶稣的身上。
She used it on Jesus.
我们在做圣工的事上也是这样子。
And for us do the work of God is the same.
这瓶香膏给我们一个很好的这个印证。
And that this perfume that poured by Mary can serve as a very good testimony.
我们再看马可福音第十五章。
And let's turn to Mark chapter 15.
第四十七节。
Verse 47.
抹大拉的玛利亚和耶西的母亲玛利亚都看见安放的地方。
And Mary of Magdalene and Mary the mother of Hosea saw where he was laid.
这些人是爱主的妇女。
And all these are the women that who loved Jesus dearly.
这些人是应该是蛮有钱的人。
And these are the women who supposedly the much more wealthy.
譬如说抹大拉的玛利亚。
For example, Mary from Magdalene.
她门很大的神的耶稣的恩典。
And she was blessed tremendously by Lord Jesus.
路加福音第八章第二节三节告诉我们。
In Luke chapter 8, verse 2 and verse 3, the Bible tells us.
她还跟着耶稣各地去传道哦。
And she followed Jesus from town to town to preach the good news.
她本来有七个鬼被耶稣赶出去了。
And originally that she had seven demons and later was cast out by Jesus.
那这里有一个妇女团啊。
And here is a group of women.
啊，在八章第二节三节，他们呢用自己的财物供给耶稣和门徒。
And in chapter 8, verse 2 and verse 3, the Bible tells us that this woman were helping to support them, and then refer to Jesus and his disciple out of their own means.
当然主耶稣吃用很省啊。
Of course, that Jesus, what he eat and what he spend is very little.
但是他还有十个门徒。
But he still have 12 disciples.
那这些妇女们供给耶稣跟他门徒。
And this woman, that they take care of the need of Jesus and also the disciples of Jesus.
耶稣本来也不很富有了，很穷啊。但是又出了一个犹大，三不五时偷他一下。
And Jesus, that he was not very wealthy at all. And in addition to that, you have Judas, who often will help himself in the money bag.
那这些钱都是这些妇女供给的。
And all this money that were donated by this woman.
他们很爱主。
They love Jesus very much.
一直供给耶稣。
And they support Jesus and the disciple of their need.
耶稣钉十字架。
Jesus was crucified on the cross.
被拿下来了。
And he was taken down.
要去埋葬。
And about to be buried.
他们看得好好的。
And
一直跟哦。
They follow Jesus continually.
他们看放在哪里。
And they will see where Jesus was to be laid.
经过了安息日。
And when after the Sabbath.
我们看十六章第一节。
And let's read Luke chapter 16.
你看这几个很有钱的供给耶稣三年的这些妇人，他们又集在一起了。
And let's think of all these women who.
马可福音十六章第一节。
All these women who were wealthy, who support the need of Jesus and disciples, they gathered together again.
他们也是要把握机会啊。
And they likewise also want to grasp the opportunity.
你看过了安息日。
Past the Sabbath.
这个抹大勒玛利亚和雅各的母亲玛利亚，并扫罗米买了香膏。
And the Bible says here, when the Sabbath was over, Mary of Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome, and bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body.
他们要去坐在耶稣身上。
And they want to do it on Jesus.
要去膏耶稣的身体。
They want to anoint the body of Jesus.
第二节。
Verse 2.
七日的第一天清早，太阳出来的时候，他们就到了坟墓那里。
And very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb.
他们要进城买，然后又到出城去。
And they have to go into the city to buy the perfume, and then go outside of the city.
那时候没有快速车啊，都是用走路的。
And back then there were no cars; they had to walk.
他们真的是争取时间。
And they truly want to grasp the time.
三个有钱的富人，我看他买的香膏不会是二手货的。
And three wealthy women, when they buy the perfume to anoint Jesus, I think they will probably buy the best one, not the second class perfume.
他想说这是最后一次了。
And they think this will be the last time.
他们很在意啊。
And they put into her heart.
他们买了香膏带去了。
And after they bought the spices and perfume to anoint Jesus, they went there.
他们可能买最好的。
Maybe they bought the best type.
一大早就去了。
And they went there very early in the morning, Bible said.
但是，一看墓是空的。
But after arriving the tomb was empty.
第六节。
Verse 6.
天使对他们讲了。
An angel said to them,
你们寻找那钉十字架的拿撒人耶稣已经复活了，不在这里了。
And don't be alarmed, he said. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth.Who was crucified, he has risen, he is not here.
耶稣不在了。
Jesus is not there anymore.
耶稣跟玛利亚说，你们不常有我啊。
And Jesus said to Mary that you will not always have me with you.
他们爱主的心一样。
They, their heart of loving the Lord were all the same.
他们可能出的更多的力气。
Maybe that they have exerted greater effort.
花了更多的钱。
Spend more money.
我常常念到这里，有时候没有办法呼吸。
And sometimes when I read here, I cannot breathe.
你想想看，如果你是他们啊。
Just think if you were them.
你手里喷着香膏。
And you have the pure nard on your hand.
很恭敬的，用最大心要去抹耶稣啊。
And with the most sincere attitude, you want to go to anoint the body of Jesus.
耶稣复活了。
But Jesus resurrected.
接下来你这些香膏怎么办
？Now we're gonna do with all this expensive pure nard and perfume.
你拿去摸自己吗？
Are you gonna apply it on yourself?
你摸得下吗？
Were you able to do it?
丢到垃圾桶。
And throw it on the trash can.
丢得下吗？
Are you dare to waste it?
你退货。
If it's returned back
to the merchant. 我没有办法再想象，你看你怎么办呢？如果你是他，你这些香膏你怎么办呢？
If I couldn't imagine if that, you know, they were you or you were them, what are you going to do?
那些香膏是真的爱心的香膏啊，尽心的。And, 他们已经尽心了，很尽心了。
Those spices and the anointment they bought to apply on Jesus, they truly purchased it out of their love and their heart.
他们的尽心、尽心、尽心、尽力不可否认。
And undeniably, they love the Lord with all their heart, all their soul, all their mind, and all their strength.That we cannot deny.
时间不对。
But they were there at the wrong time.
地点不对。
And at the wrong place.
你的这些不晓得怎么办了、啊，你们想想看怎么办？这些香膏，所以一直我念到这里说，这个香膏一直放在我心上，拿不掉，不知道怎么办。
And when I read this verse, I start to worry for those women. What are they going to do with those spices which they cannot use on Jesus?
幸好还是香膏了哈，所以放着还是香香的。
And good thing is the pure nard of perfume and spices smells good, so you can still keep it.
所以趁着有主。
That is why while the Lord is still available.
趁着我们还能够为主做点事情。
And while that we can still do something for the Lord.
我们常常有这样的说法。
And sometimes we may heard you saying.
哎呀，我比较有时间呐。
When I have more time.
啊，我比较空呢。
When I'm less busy.
啊，我退休之后呢。
After I retire.
那我有一天忽然想到，耶稣真可怜啊！
And one day I would think that Jesus is very unfortunate.
我们总是把二手货往耶稣那里推。
We always give the second best or the used good and give it to Jesus.
好的，我们先选，对不对？ And, 我现在因为我要做一件很重要的事情，所以我有空了，就是说这是不要的时间啊，推给耶稣。那我现在有力气了，有精神了，我做一些。我是当我要做的，那我退休了，已经没有用了哈，在二手货给耶稣。所以总是把二手货推给耶稣就是了。
And it seems always that we get the second best to Jesus. For example, we are strong and healthy. We want to do something for ourselves, but we say we'll do something for Jesus after we retire. But we couldn't do much when we are useless. Then we said, okay, now I'm ready to be used by Jesus. We don't give the best to Jesus, but we give what is remaining and what is left over for Jesus.
同样是香膏。
Likewise, the same perfume.
玛利亚的香膏一直香到现在，真的抹在耶稣身上。
Of Mary, still emit the fragrance today. Truly was applied on Jesus.
因为他在选择最好的时间空间。
Because Mary, that he had chose the best time and the best location.
这三个妇人，有钱的妇人，这个香膏一直捧在手上，捧到今天了、啊，不晓得怎么办呢
？And these three women, that who have bought expensive perfume and spices to anoint Jesus.Could use it on Jesus and stuck with it even until today.
So, 要趁着现在服侍神。
That is why, while we can, we must serve God as much as we can.
历代志上二十二章一节到十八节记载大卫的心志啊。
And in the First Chronicles chapter 22, you record the heart of David.
大卫
verse 18.
一个爱主的人。
David was a person who loved God very much.
但是。他想为神建造圣殿
And he wanted to build a temple for God
但是他神没有给他机会
But God did not give him opportunity、嗯、
那个甚至诗篇一百三十二篇也记载他的心志
And even in Psalm the number 132 also record the heart of David
在上行诗里面甚至圣经说这是大卫所受的一切苦难
And in the Psalm number 132And the Bible said that this record all the Psalm
132篇第节
verse 1
诗篇一百三十篇第节
Psalm 132 verse 1
就说神啊求你纪念大卫所受的一切苦难
O Lord remember David and all the hardship that he endured
我们想到大卫的苦难已经想到说哇他被那个扫罗追啦跑到山洞里面去啦、啊、然后在那个腓力斯地装疯啦、啊，那个他的那个什么，唾沫抹胡子啦、啊，我们会想到他可怜的这一面。
Often when we think about the hardship of David, we will think about how that he was pursued by Saul, for his life, or how that David he need to pretend that he was insane and became crazy in the land of Philistine.
对，这些都是他苦难。
Yes, all these are the hardship of David.
但在上行诗这边告诉他的苦难是什么呢？
son, in the son of a sin, he tells us what are the true hardship of David.
第二节,
Verse 2.
他怎样向真神起誓，向雅各的大能者许愿。 第三节,
and how he swore an oath to the Lord and made a vow to the mighty one of Jacob. Verse 3.
说我必不进我的帐幕，也不上我的床榻。第五、四节,
and I will not enter my house or go to my bed. Verse 4.
我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹。
I will allow no sleep to my eyes, nor slumber to my eyelids.
第五节,
Verse 5.
只等我为真神寻得所在，为雅各的大能者寻得居所。
So I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the mighty one of Jacob.
大卫的苦难是什么？
And what were the hardships of David?
这是灵里的苦难。
It's her hardship in her spirit.
她不进他的帐幔，
she will
不上他的床，
enter her house, his house or his bed.
不容睡觉，
and he will not go to sleep.
她一心所挂念的是什么？
And what he worries about in his heart.
并且挂念到成为他的苦难是什么？
And the worry so much that becomes his hardship.
就是要为神盖一个圣殿。
And that was that he intended to build a temple for God.
但是神没有给他这机会。
But God did not give him the chance to do it.
他有这样的心。
He had the heart.
但是不是神的时候。
But it's not the time of God yet.
神没给他机会。
God did not give him the chance.
所以不是你说有愿意做的心就可以做到圣功了，不一定。
You know what doesn't mean that because you have the heart to do the work for God that you can do it, not necessarily.
所以要把握时候啊。
We must grasp the chance that we have.
时候过了。
When time is past, chance is past.
也没有用。
It will be useless.
时候还没到。
Before the appointed time comes.
也没有用。
It will be also useless.
那三个妇女。 时候过了，耶稣复活了，买那么多香膏没有用。
And those three women that we just read, and they bought so much spices and perfume, the time passed, it was useless.
大卫的苦难,
the hardship of David,
他要为神建圣殿,
he wanted to build temple for God.
这样的心很强啊, 强到成为他的苦难。
And he had the intention so strong, it became his hardship.
时候没到。
But the time of God has not yet come.
人不对。
And wrong people, wrong person.
神没有给他机会。
God did not give him the chance.
所以我们看以斯帖记4章14节。
And that's why let's read the book of Esther.
4章14节。
Chapter 4, verse 14.
这我们常常在念的一段圣经。
And this is the passage that we have read quite often.
你不要想你有多重要。
And don't think that how important you are.
你的存在只是神的一个工具。
Your existence is only used as an instrument and tool for God.
你不去做。
You don't do it.
在这边所讲，你闭口不言。
And Bible says if you remain silent at the time.
神会再兴起别人来做这件事情。
And we leave in deliverance that God will find someone else to do it.
但是你失掉这个机会。
But you will lose the opportunity, the chance to work for God.
在灭命的时候, 你跟你的父家一定灭亡。
At the time of the perishment, that you and your family will perish.
但是你现在有这个机会。
But now you have such a chance.
你现在是王后的地位。
And now you are the queen, Esther.
不是为现今的机会吗？
And does not this happen for such a time as this?
我们现在是神给你的机会。
Now is the time, is the chance that God gave you.
你还活着。
You are still alive.
你还有一点力气。
You still have the strength.
这就是现在神给你的机会了。
Now is the chance that God gave you.
所以我们应该把握机会。
That is why that we need to grasp the chance, opportunity that we have.
今天呢？
Today,
现在,
now,
而不是老是要把二手货堆给神。
And instead of trying to give God the second best, or only when we have time.
再来我们来看创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis.
24章12节。
Chapter 24, verse 12.
创世纪24章12节。
Genesis chapter 24, verse 12.
就是亚伯罕老仆人的祷告。
And here is a prayer offered by the servant of Abraham.
他说：“这一神，我主亚伯罕的神啊，求你施恩给我主人亚伯拉罕，使我今日遇见好机会。”
And he prayed and said, "O Lord of my master Abraham, give me success today, and show kindness to my master Abraham."
这是神要赐的好机会。
And only God can give us success.
当然，这是一场婚礼了、啊。
Of course, this refers to a marriage.
结婚是神的应许跟祝福。
And to marriage, to be married, it is the promise and the blessing of God.
但是也要好机会哦。
But also, God will give you good chance.
我在一个地方。
I was at a place.
那有一次开一个什么，就是婚姻讲习会啊。
At one time, I gave a marriage some seminar.
一天呢、啊。就讲婚姻之道就是了。
And we talk about the truth of marriage.
那全教会都要参加。
And whole church came to attend the seminar about marriage.
那讲习完之后。
And after the seminar ended.
那有个姊妹，就跑来，就跟我谈话就是了。
And one of the sisters came and to talk to me.
她讲的，我是很难过到现在。
And you know, what she told me, I was so sad. Even until now, I still feel very sad.
他说：“传道，我好想嫁人呢。”
And she said, "No, Pastor, I really want to marry."
他说：“他是人，他是第一次这样想啊。”
And she said, "This is the first time that she think about getting married."
那我吓一跳。
And I was shocked.
以前我没有想过。
And how come she never think about getting married?
当然，他以前有很多的原因啊。
Of course, there were a lot of reasons that prevented her from, you know, get married.
其中之一就说啊，主耶稣要来了，嫁也没有用啊。
And one of the reasons she said, you know, Jesus is coming, therefore there is no need for me to get married.
他五十几岁了，还可以再嫁，但是他跟他一讲，我好难过。我现在都一直在打听他就是了啊，到现在还没嫁，快再不过久会六十了。
And she was in her 50s when she said this to me.And even now, I try to find out what happened to her. She is in her 60s now.
她的妹妹都快当祖母了。
And even her own younger sister almost became grandparent.
结婚要好机会。
You know, to marry, you need to have good chance.
要祈求。
You need to pray to God for it.
但是所谓的好机会就是要在神的旨意之下。
But when the Bible said, have good chance, meaning that you do it,Under the will of God.
我们是真耶稣教会下一代的一个危机，就是婚姻。
And one of the imminent dangers of our next generation of the true Jesus Church is marriage.
危机之一啦，当然还有其他，这不是说。
One of the dangers, of course, not the only one, but one of the imminent the danger of faith.
婚姻不好，信仰不好。
Then you're gonna have bad faith.
婚姻失败，信仰失败。
And when you have bad marriage, then your faith it will fail.
当然不是绝对，但是是相很大的相对。
Of course, it's not absolute, but a very high possibility.
婚姻是神所配合的哦。
Marriage is established by God.
神万物都造好了。
And God built everything already.
最后一件事情是造亚当，对不对
？And the last thing that God created was Adam, right?
这是那个创世的一切那个事工做完了。
All the work of creation has been completed by God.
接下来就是人间的事情。
Then followed by the matter of the world.
神在伊甸园里面所做的人间的第一件事情是什么？配婚姻呢
？And what was the first thing that God did in the Garden of Eden? God matchmade marriage.
创造夏娃给亚当。
God created Eve for Adam.
神亲自配合的。
God himself be the matchmaker.
主耶稣到世上来。
Lord Jesus came to the world.
主耶稣没有结婚了哈。
Lord Jesus, he never married.
但是主耶稣行了很多神迹奇事。
But Lord Jesus performed many miracles and wonders.
主耶稣第一件神迹在哪里行呢
？Where was the first miracle performed by Jesus?
在婚礼上面。
Jesus performed his first miracle at a wedding.
在婚宴上面。
At a wedding banquet.
那个迦拿的婚宴本来是一个很丑的一个婚宴呐、啊。
And the wedding banquet at Cana was originally a very terrible one.
犹太拉比的文学里面记载，如果你在婚宴里面，你的饮料啊，就是酒哈、哦，少了，人家可以去那个长老那边控告，有罪的。
And according to the Israeli law, if you ran out of wine during the marriage back then, you know those people you invite, they can go to the elder and have you condemned.
可以控到法院去的。
And they can condemn you to the court.
耶稣在那里。
Jesus was there.
耶稣行了第一件神迹，这有意安排的。
And Jesus, he performed the first miracle and purposely, intentionally.
我们看约翰福音第二章嘛。
And let's turn to John chapter 2.
在这个神迹里面，耶稣特别提到什么呢？时候。
And in this miracle performed by Jesus, what did Jesus emphasize on? Jesus emphasized about the right time.
对，第二章第四节。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
他的母亲很着急，说他们没有酒了。
And the mother of Jesus was very worried that the wine was gone, no more wine.
耶稣排除了人间的这个官说，或是人间的这个关系。
And Jesus was then lobbying from other people.
耶稣说，我的时候还没到。
And Jesus said, my time has not yet come.
时候，就是实际的时间呐。
And the time to come is to be at the right time and have the right chance.
耶稣在婚宴那个地点，在那个时候。
And Jesus was at the location of the wedding banquet and at the proper time.
并且这边是说行了第一件神迹。
And here the Bible said Jesus performed his first miracle.
可见婚姻、结婚这件事情在圣经是多重要。
And from here that we can see how important is marriage.
在我们现在的新约时代。
In the New Testament time of ours.
来比喻教会跟神的、跟耶稣的关系。
And we utilize it as analogy to compare our relationship with the Lord.
也是夫妻的关系。
The relationship between church and the Lord is as that of husband and wife.
到世界末日的时候。
And until the end of the world.
神国里面最后一件事情是什么？
And what is the last thing that will be completed in the kingdom of heaven?
羔羊婚宴嘛。
And the Bible said the wedding banquet of the Lamb.
创世的时候，神所做的第一件事情配婚姻。
And the first thing that God did at the creation of the world is God matchmade.The marriage.
耶稣在世上第一件神迹在婚宴上。
And the first miracle performed by Jesus was also performed at the wedding.
世界末了有一个属灵的大婚宴。
And at the end of the world, there also will be a major spiritual wedding.
现在我们就在这个时候，在这个空间里面。
And now that we are in this time, and now we are at this space.
我们要遵照神的旨意啊。
And we must do according to the will of God.
从圣经看，我们要在主里面结婚。
And from the Bible, we must marry within the Lord.
并且要找到好机会。
And we must have good chance.
要祷告。
We need to pray to God for it.
有时候我们发烧就祷告了，何况要结婚不祷告。
And sometimes we pray to God when we become sick. How much more that we should pray about finding a spouse?
当父母的从孩子很小就替他祷告，多读书让他一个好机会。
And when the child was young, the parent would pray to the Lord and ask the Lord to give them a good chance.
现在的人都是看来看去了。
And people today, that they will observe and continue to observe.
一个完整的婚姻应该是灵魂体都兼备。
And a perfect marriage should be to have the quality of body, soul, and spirit.
因为你结婚的时候是你人生最身体状况应该是最巅峰的时候。
At the time of your marriage, ought to be the peak of your physical condition.
最成熟的时候。
And at the most mature moment.
我们常常在结婚的时候，就是看哇，他的 figure 怎么样了，是不是？
And sometimes,
男孩子都是这样子咯。
And sometimes, when we get married, we will first consider how that person looks.
那他的背景怎么样呢？
And what is the background of this person? How is his background?
他身体情况怎么样呢？
And how is his health? Is it good?
这可以。
And
不是说不可以啊。
It is not that you cannot put all this into consideration.
但是这是33.3分而已啊。
But this is only 1/3 of the total score.
再来，接下来我们就会看哦，是不是兴趣一样哦。
And further that we will say, do we have common interests?
他老是喜欢吃鱼，但是呢，他根本闻到鱼味就会吐，这个就比较难点了。
If one person like to eat fish, but the other person hates the fishy smell, then we got a problem here.
兴趣问题呢
？Interest problem.
但是有人把这个 看成一百分，不是哦，这还是三分之一，三十三点三。
Some people consider common interest as the ultimate consideration, but this should not be. It's only counted for one third.
接下来就是是不是有同样的信仰
？And remaining is, do you have the common faith?
他是活人还是死人呢、啊、
？Is he the true living being or a dead one?
你没有受洗，没有在真耶稣教会受过合法圣经的洗礼，在圣经看来还是死人一个、啊。
And if you that are not baptized according to the Bible in the truth of the church, in the eyes of God, you are considered as good as dead.
这又是三十分，
三
十三点三三。
Another the one third of the total score.
把它合起来。
You combine all together.
你结婚的时候。
At the time of your marriage.
是你灵魂体最高峰的时候。
And you will reach the peak of your body, soul, and spirit.
当然没有完美的婚姻了、啊，所以九十九点九九。
Of course, there are no the perfect marriage. That's why the total score will come out to be 99.99 out of 100.
因为留下 0.01 给主耶稣啊。
Because the remaining 0.01 is for Lord Jesus to play his part.
这 0.01 是最重要的。
And this 0.01 is the most important.
好，如果你跟一个没有信主的人结婚。
If you marry to a non-believer.
她是世界小姐。
And he is Miss Universe.
各方面都完美。
And in every way, this person is perfect.
只有三十三点三三而已哦。
But she only scored 33.33 out of 100.
我们一般人会把它讲说这是一百分就娶了。
And common everyone else would think this person is perfect, 100, and we will marry this person.
五十年之后。
50 years later.
这个世界小姐，你再把它抓出来说，世界小姐吗？还选得上吗
？And now you try to bring this Miss Universe.And said, can she now still be considered as Miss Universe? You think she'll live?
20岁当世界小姐，五十年做七十岁的老小姐，还世界小姐吗
？And when she was the Miss Universe at the age of 20, now
还选得上吗
？She is 70 years old. You think she's gonna win the Miss Universe pageant? And she looked as good as before?
身体状况会改变的。